On Iraq, the Kyoto Global Warming Treaty, the International Criminal Court, President Bush has been willing to set policies at odds with many U.S. allies during his first term. NPR's senior news analyst Daniel Schorr sees Mr. Bush setting a different course for the next 4 years.
America always prefers to work with allies at our side. The tasks of the 21st century, from fighting proliferation to fighting the scourge of HIV, AIDS, poverty, and hunger, cannot be accomplished by a single nation alone. Who spoke those words? Would you believe President George W. Bush? The same George W. Bush who once said, "America will never seek a permission slip to defend the security of our country"? Something seems to happen in a second term. Ronald Reagan, in his first term, attacked the Soviet Union as the evil empire. He cracked down on West European countries that wanted to build a gas pipeline to Siberia, eventually killing the project, to the great distress of both the Soviet Union and our West European friends. But in his second term, Mr. Reagan talked with President Mikhail Gorbachev about the possibility of abolishing all nuclear weapons, and in Red Square in 1988, I watched the two acting like warm buddies amid a friendly crowd in Red Square. To the cheers of the multitude, Mr. Reagan said that the Soviet Union was no longer an evil empire. It is all as though a president, looking to his legacy and no longer dependent on a conservative voting base, begins to act like a born-again dove. So now in Canada last week, a country to which he had given the back of his hand in his first term, the president said a new term in office is an important opportunity to reach out to our friends. He joked that for Canada, being the neighbor of a superpower like America must be like sleeping next to an elephant. Canada is only a preliminary to what looks like a plan for active fence mending with allies and friends. Perhaps one should say former friends. The White House says that soon after his inauguration, the president plans to visit several European countries. A White House official said diplomacy is necessary to consolidate the gains of the first term. You may differ about what those gains were, but that will probably not hinder a second-term president bent on writing a legacy of peace and friendship. This is Daniel Schorr.